It's Saturday, April 27th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tornadoes wreaked havoc Friday in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse with dozens of people inside and destroying and damaging hundreds of homes, many around Omaha, Nebraska. As of Friday night, there were several reports of injuries, but no immediate deaths reported. Tornado warnings continued to be issued into the night in Iowa. 3 people were hurt in Nebraska's Lancaster County when a tornado hit an industrial building, causing it to collapse with 70 people inside. All escaped with minor injuries. One of the most destructive tornadoes moved for miles Friday through mostly rural farmland before chewing up homes and other structures in the suburbs of Omaha. Police and firefighters went door to door to help people, going to the hardest hit area with a plan to search anywhere someone could be trapped, Omaha Fire Chief Kathy Bosman said. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Friday with Chinese President Xi Jinping and senior Chinese officials, stressing the importance of responsibly managing the differences between the United States and China as the two sides butted heads over a number of contentious bilateral, regional, and global issues. Talks between the two sides have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. Blinken said he raised concerns with Xi about China's support for Russia and its invasion of Ukraine, as well as other issues including Taiwan and the South China Sea, human rights, and the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Blinken sounded a positive note on recent progress made in bilateral cooperation, including in military communications, counter-narcotics, and artificial intelligence. Around the world, Russia launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine overnight in attacks that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure. Russia, meanwhile, said its air defense systems had intercepted more than 60 Ukrainian drones over the southern Krasnodar region. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Russia had launched 34 missiles against Ukraine overnight, of which 21 had been shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. Earlier this month, Russia destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants and damaged others in a massive missile and drone attack as it renewed its push to target Ukraine's energy facilities. Ukraine has appealed to its Western allies for more air defense systems to ward off such attacks. At a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group on Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the U.S. will provide Ukraine with additional munitions and gear for its air defense launchers. Back in the U.S., students protesting the Israel-Hamas war at universities across the U.S., some of whom have clashed with police and riot gear, dug in Saturday and vowed to keep their demonstrations going, while several school faculties condemned university presidents who have called in law enforcement to remove protesters. As Columbia University continues negotiations with those at a pro-Palestinian student encampment on the New York school's campus, the university's Senate passed a resolution Friday that created a task force to examine the administration's leadership, which last week called in police in an attempt to clear the protest, resulting in scuffles and more than 100 arrests. Some Jewish students say the protests have veered into anti-Semitism and made them afraid to set foot on campus. And the NFL announced Friday it will allow players to wear protective soft-shell helmet covers, known as guardian caps, during games next season if they choose. The league is also expanding the use of the devices during practices. Defensive backs and receivers have joined the position groups now required to wear the caps during all contact practices. The NFL has mandated the caps' use at practices for some players since 2022. Quarterbacks, kickers, and punters are the only remaining position groups not required to wear them during practice. No players will be required to wear the caps during games, but they now have the option to do so. We've got 2 years of data now showing significant concussion reductions in those players that wear guardian caps in the NFL, Dr. Alan Sills, the league's chief medical officer, said during a recent webinar discussion. According to NFL data, the cap will absorb at least 10% of the force during a hit to the helmet. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.